Hello and welcome back to If Water Coolers Could Talk. We're at episode 29. I'm Jess and this is Danielle.
Hello.
Who's still sick, so warning. Could
surprise,
be some coffee.
Surprise.
That's right. We need to, I should have had that queued right up for you.
You really should have.
Yeah, no kidding.
As you know, this cough is a lingering one, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's
though.
Not good.
Like, I don't feel terrible. I just can't breathe. I mean, who needs to breathe, right?
It's overrated, I've heard.
It's kind of so overrated.
Ask Dave. He can tell you all about it.
Exactly.
How was work when you went back this week?
You know what? The guys really did a good job keeping up while I was gone. It was a lot better than I expected it to be. But with the new, we just did a new procedural change. So everything's a lot slower. And I don't know why, but for some reason, everybody thinks that I know this program really well. And that not only do I know it really well, but that I can fix it and change it and code new things into it. Oh. And so they keep coming at me, right? And I'm like, if I had those skills, I wouldn't be working here. I would be working there for probably a lot more money. Like, I have no control over this. And so they yell at me and they're like, well, you need to call your IT guy. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you call your IT guy? Because your IT guy is my IT guy. Maybe you can talk to him instead of having me as the go-between. And I tried, like I really did the first few times. I was like, hey, this person wants this. And so the IT guy would ask questions that I didn't think to ask. And I'm like, let me get back to you. And so I'd go and track that person down and, hey, he asked this, this, and this, and get the answers and then go running back off to IT. I'm like, how about you direct contact him so that there's no middleman, there's no wasted time, and that I'm not running back and forth, not getting my job done, trying to get your answer, your questions answered. So I guess that's my horrible work story for the week. There you go. Free story. But aside from that, the two guys that were helping me out, they really did an amazing job. I was very happy to see well it was kept up while I was gone.
Well, that part's
How was
good.
Your week?
I had to call IT as well at work. It was okay. I just, you know, I think I might have clicked on something that removed the link or whatever I need to get into the server at work. And I couldn't find it and it wasn't working. And I'm cleaning up my the desktop. Well, anyway, it was a pretty quick fix. And I don't know for sure that was the problem, but it seemed like it. So, but it was fine. Yeah. It was done quick. But yeah.
Good.
I don't know. It was okay. What did I do this week? Carlos came home and he's sick. So that's not great. Oh. But, you know, he sounds like you. There's a whole lot of coughing and sniffling and all that business going on. And yeah. I don't know. Christian and I seem fine. I'm the same. I still cough. I had all those tests done this week and thankfully they're fine. It just doesn't explain why I'm coughing or have my throat like spazzing out. But I guess I tried. So, I mean, well, one of them was pretty gross, but anyway, that's okay.
Oh.
Well, the one where you got to swallow a barium and you have to, and then they're like, okay, they move you, you're on a table, but they lie you flat back and they're like, okay, now roll around like a cement mixer, coating that stomach. I'm like, okay. In my mind, I'm like, it's really just my throat. I'm like, maybe there's acid reflux I don't know about, but I don't feel any of that. So I did all the things, you know, you're like striking a pose so they can take different x-ray pictures. And then they bring the table back up and my feet are like, thump, as I slide back down. And I'm like, wee. I don't know. Wasn't the best time, but whatever.
No, medical testing is very rarely fun. And by rarely, I mean, I've never had a medical test that I enjoyed. So.
No, but
I mean, it's good. It's good that the test came back clear, but it's also, I'm not going to lie, it's a little frustrating. I was hoping that they were going to find something really easy and be like, oh, you have this infection here, take this pill for 7 days and you're going to be fine and the cough will stop. That's what I was hoping for.
I was sort of hoping for some kind of magic.
It's frustrating.
I'm like, I swear I'm not a hypochondriac. Right? Like, this is really happening.
You've got a long history with doctor's office visits documenting this cough, so they know that you're not just making it up. Like, well, many people have heard it. And honestly, we've got 29 episodes where they can listen and hear that you've been coughing for 29 weeks.
Fantastic. I'm sure so anybody we have listening the proof. Is thrilled. So I'm just going to apologize now to anybody who's been listening. So sorry. Sorry about that. Oh my gosh.
It's not been that bad. Honestly, it's fine.
I try
These
to
days,
mute
I feel like everybody coughs a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, me well, too. I don't always Christian's, succeed, but I try.
He's got so. Playoffs starting this weekend, and he's reffing, so he's going to be busy. And Amber started a new job this weekend. She gets fitted for kind of costume for another next week because university is done for her until September, I guess. So she's just going to be working quite a bit. So hopefully she likes it.
Nice. What? Okay, so she needs a costume to work? Mm-hmm. Where is she working?
I'll tell you after, just in case she doesn't want me to broadcast at all. But she's looking forward to it. It's. I think it'll be fun. Remember where I got married?
Yeah, it sounds exciting.
That's where she's working, where I got married.
Yes.
That's
kind of like a dream place for me. I would love that job. That is a lucky kid right there. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Apparently like 500 people apply a year, so she is really lucky. That's good.
That's great. Yeah, I know somebody who used to work there, and he said it was very hard to get the job there, and that's why he was holding on to it. Like, it was just a part-time, mostly in the summer. So he was holding on to it because he loved it so much. And he got into IT after, because when I was working with him, we were just working at a fast food place, and we were going to school. We were both going to school. I was taking just, like, general computer skills, but he was taking, like, IT, like coding languages and stuff. And so he got into IT, and he still kept that job there because it was so much fun for the entire time that I knew him. It's entirely possible that he is still there doing it. So she's
you
in
need
for a
that
great
guy.
Summer.
You need that guy to help you right now at your work. Sounds like he can do the coding stuff
right?
for you.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I think my friend's brothers has worked there like for decades. Yeah. So otherwise, we got more snow. That was great. Heaps of it, but it's melting. Yeah,
I'm telling you, just put the Christmas tree back up. Lean into it.
No,
I mean Easter's over, so it's basically Christmas anyway. Just redecorate.
Remember how much work it is with the cats. I'm not going to do that until it's Christmas. So
that would be why I haven't had a Christmas tree in like 7 years. Because Maggie
I know I was laughing about
them.
That because you said that put that tree back up. I would. I'm like, no, you wouldn't. You don't even put it up. Sneak.
I would if I had one, but this cat thinks that she can fit in these trees. And she can't. I mean, I love her. I love my girls very much, but Maggie is not small. When she jumps on you, you know.
No.
Like when Bean jumps up on the bed, I don't always know she's up on the bed until she comes up squeaking at you. Maggie jumps on the bed and it's like you almost fly off the other side sometimes. She's a hefty girl. And she climbs the trees and she rips the trees down. She actually broke branches. So we bought a brand new one. Because she broke our old one, so we bought a brand new one.
Yeah,
and before I even had it fully put up, she had two of the branches in the back broken. So I was like, I can't keep buying a new tree every year for her to break it the first day I put it up. So there hasn't been a Christmas tree for a while, which is kind of sad, but that's okay. One of these days, I'm going to put one up in that we have that room downstairs that you guys stayed in when you visited us. I'm going to put one up in there and just keep the door closed when I'm not in there to supervise her around the tree. And then I can have my Christmas tree and it'll be lovely. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Sounds like a cute little Christmas room. That would be great.
Yes, but then I would probably not ever take the decorations down. So, but that's okay.
Probably
we're
going to
move on from my crazy Christmas obsession.
I'm How thinking of the ambiance for anyone who stays
at work in the middle of October. Oh, right. I could probably Airbnb it out. Christmas in July? Come on over. It'd be great.
Yeah,
new business idea. Could.
I'd turn the lights on if I was Except there.
But can you imagine being with strangers? Yeah, exactly. No. But being with strangers in the house? Come on now. Not a good idea.
No.
No.
We would not. No.
Definitely not.
Okay. Moving on, because that would be a disaster.
Right? So, my first story is actually... Well played, Jesse. So Jesse asked me to read this story, and I think it's really funny because it's going to sound like it was me. Right? She did it on purpose.
Who's to say it's not?
So it says, I'm to say it's not. She says, I had a horrible cold, so my coworker offered me a vitamin C packet. They figured I already knew what to do, which was to drop the tablet in a cup of hot water and watch it dissolve before drinking. Well, never assume I know anything. I put the tablet in my mouth and drank a warm cup of water, leaving it to dissolve and profusely pour in foam out of my mouth, all over myself, my desk, and the floor, like I had a case of rabies. The whole office laughed so hard, and it was a staple of me being dubbed the Atomic Blonde at the office from there on out. I'm glad I can laugh about it, and I made them all laugh for the next 2 years of me working there. I would actually kind of love to see that happen. I would kind of love to see that happen.
Yeah, that would be
I remember we used to joke about Alka-Seltzer and like putting Alka-Seltzer for April Fool's Day. We were going to try to put Alka-Seltzer, and I think somebody tried it. I don't know who, but I think somebody tried it, and they were like choking on it, so we never actually did it. But it was just a story. Like, I don't know if he actually tried it, but he told us. He told, I think, my brother. He's like, don't do it. Don't do it. I was choking on the foam. I thought I was going to die. I couldn't breathe. Like, so.
Oh.
And very important safety note, don't do it. You'll choke on the foam.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. Probably the same. I mean, this one didn't say if they were choking, but I can't imagine it was comfortable. I can't imagine at all. So
no.
Okay, the next one I have is not about that.
It's a
listener story.
It would have been gross.
Yes, they just sent it in for anonymous, but we'll give it a start. It starts years ago. I worked at a sports store. This store also featured run clinics to learn to run different distances and hopefully prevent injuries along the way. There were a lot of great people who would join these or attend the free practice runs. Some were like a little family. There were, however, a few people that really didn't fit the family category. There were some super competitive ones that ignored the fact that these were, quote, group runs or even for looking out for each other, and they just took off all the time. And they would leave people behind, which was not a great thing. That's not what these groups were about. Well, at the time, I'm sure they felt great, and they were rather cocky. It almost always ended up in them getting injured somehow. These people who had little groups within groups were okay, but there were definitely a few weirdos. Some who liked to hang around the store even after runs and take up the staff's time. There was one in particular that we will call Steve for the story. He started out seeming nice, maybe looking for new friends, but he quickly changed into a real know-it-all. I'll say kind of creepy. Just was never really comfortable around him, and certainly not after he would hang out when other people would go home just chatting about nothing. This became habit enough for other people to notice and dubbed him Creepy Steve. So Creepy Steve thought he was cool and often wore Hawaiian shirts during these runs. I can't imagine that felt good with any chafing, but then he became obsessed with barefoot running. Being in the climate we're in, he still needed some footwear, and it wasn't the kind that we would sell. So he was all bragging about this other store that he got some, quote, shoes from. In my head, I'm thinking, who cares, and please go back to the store and leave us alone. So he shows up with these glove-like barefoot running shoes, individual toes and all. People were polite, but the shoes were pretty loud when he ran. And not that this matters, but he didn't run quick. Well, one day I had to go out with one of the groups as they were short pacers, and the instructor was a good friend of mine, and she really didn't give me much of a choice. I was coming back off the injury, so I was taking it easy running so not to go too fast. Halfway through, though, we were heading up a hill, and I hear this slap, 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 huff, puff, huff, puff, creeping up behind me and getting closer. You know who it was. Oh, I had been wearing my I run like a girl, try to keep up t-shirt, which another girl had too. Okay, it was under my jacket. It was just a cute shirt and we wore it all the time, but I guess he'd be noticing the words. I could hear the horrible feet slapping right behind me when he said, "I'm trying to keep up. I'm trying to keep up," in a mocking tone. "And then I'm going to catch you." Okay. That was it. Injury or not, I almost flew my way back to the store then. I felt bad as someone else needed to switch to be the slower pacer while I went to be the faster one, but I'd had enough. I got back to the store and left. And no, he never caught up, thank God. And I think he either got the hint to back off or was pissed and embarrassed that I took off like that. I don't care. He stopped showing up, claiming the other store was better. And although we were relieved, we felt bad for that store. Well, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Wow.
That is not what you need when you're going for a run. Like, I know they were groups, but still, like, yuck.
No.
That's fun.
No, that's.
I remember those crazy shoes.
Awkward.
Like, I remember when they became big and they looked crazy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I need support. Like, I need like pronation control or something in my runners. So I can't imagine, like, I mean, I guess maybe some people just don't need it so they can use those, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Good luck wearing that in winter.
I saw somebody.
Oh, that's
crazy. I saw somebody when I was down in the store
after
noticed
that. That's the creepiest part.
Is just
really.
Walking through the store is how loud they were.
Slap, 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 creeping up behind you on a hill.
Yeah.
And you're this person.
That would be creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially when you're injured and you are not supposed to be moving quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's too much. That's what I'm saying. Like, this woman was, she was a fairly small, light woman. Just walking through a gas station, and the noise of her moving, it was like, it was weird. Like, that's the reason I even noticed the shoes, is I was looking around trying to figure out what that sound was. And it was her walk. I couldn't imagine if that came running up behind me, I would be a runner. All of a sudden, I would be a runner. Like, that might turn me into a runner. That's crazy.
Like the people who are like, I only run after ice cream trucks, or if they're there. That's about it. No, that's creepy. So I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad he never caught up.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's not okay.
No, I don't even run after ice cream trucks. I'm like, you know, if you ever find me dead on a jogging trail, just know I was killed somewhere else and drug there, because I don't run. It doesn't happen. I have no cartilage in my knee. It's not going to happen. We're just going to move right along. And
Dad used to drive us. Like, I remember being in the car with Dad, and we saw an ice cream truck, and he's like, "Arr!" And he like cornered it so we could get some ice cream. It was fantastic. I think we were in like junior high or high school. We didn't care. We were very happy for this. Oh, that's my kind of running.
You know
what?
I actually haven't seen an ice cream truck in forever. But yeah, I would do that.
I hear them around here.
I don't
see
ice cream trucks.
They're a tease. I really don't ever see
them here.
Well,
yeah.
I'll send you some of the music. Then you'll feel like you're part of it.
Right? I kind of feel like it should be really funny, but really mean. Drive around town blasting that music and watch kids trying to find the truck.
Oh, so okay. Mean, that though. Is mean.
Traumatize the next generation.
Yeah.
Right? No, that's probably what they're doing in your neighborhood. Nice. You can't find the truck because there isn't one.
I mean, I walked down the block, money in my hand. Christian was there, but it wasn't really there. So anyway, I don't know where it went. No, it's probably for the best. They're so expensive. What's sad is me running down the street looking for it. Oh, no. Okay.
Hey, it gets you out and moving, though. That's good. So, speaking of running, my next story, you can thank Jesse for this one, too, because this is gross. All right. So this patient was getting dentures and no showed the delivery. Two and a half hours later, they're in the waiting lobby, just randomly yelling, "I get my dentures today." So I bring the patient back and I notice a plastic bag over their shoe, and it's making this like cartoonist wet squelch every time they walk. Mm. And here's the crazy part. So I ask why there's a plastic bag over their shoe. The patient took off the plastic bag and their shoe was soaked in blood. So they took off the shoe and there was the bone just raw dogging it out in the world. Turns out the patient had broke their foot walking to the clinic and really wanted their dentures, hence the plastic bag. Wow. I don't even know where to start on this one.
I wonder what happened
to him. You got your bone sticking out of your foot. I don't think it went well. I mean,
I can't imagine what happened.
Surgery level break. Happen.
Yeah, you would think. But
I don't know.
You know, maybe he was in shock. I don't know, because I don't see how he walked around town.
He was definitely in shock.
He obviously knew there was a problem because he put a bag on it. I mean, safety first.
Yeah, he put a bag to safety first. Keep it clean. Don't leave a mess. Oh, gross.
It's not good.
Yeah. But hey, at least he could chew the hospital food.
Yeah, that's true. You
know, dentures.
Maybe that's why he had to get the dentures.
Not that you would really want to.
Well, once in a while, it's not horrible.
I've had hospital food. Why would you want to be able to taste that stuff? Let's be honest here.
When you've had to fast for over 24, 30, whatever hours, that broth tastes real good. Suddenly, it just actually tastes pretty good.
No.
Well, it did for me.
I had to fast for 4 days. Oh. I had to fast for 4 days on a surgery waiting list. And the broth was still not good. Well, I mean, it also doesn't help that I was pretty sick. But
broth should not be screwed up. It's broth, but you never know. Too much salt, too much this or that. Yeah. But,
no salt. But, it's the hospital. Zero sodium.
That's true.
It was just like drinking brown water. It was it was not good. However, when I held the broth in and the sandwich they gave me, that was good.
Okay. Well, kind of gross still, though. That broth is making me think of the theme, and I don't want to think about theme, so we're going to keep going along here.
Oh, Jesse. Moving on. You have another story.
You're the one who said brown water.
I hope a non-theme related story.
It's non-theme related.
Gross.
We've been trying to be a little
good.
Nice, because we had that super nasty one a couple weeks ago, and I think kind of still feel a little bad about it. So we've been trying not to be quite as gross.
Series. It was like an epidemic for a bit. It was, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I found it hilarious, but
it's
gross. It's funny, but it's gross. Oh, I know.
Need to clean the palate, so to speak.
Because I'm going to bring them back.
She's bringing sexy back.
Exactly.
Okay, so this one is from online. It's not a listener. Thank you for the listener story, but this one's an online story.
Yes, thank you.
It starts at, "I am a boss," you stop it over there, "of a plumbing business and deal with a lot of idiots." Are you okay?
No, I'm okay. Okay.
I don't think you are.
So, you said plumbing and that was it. I was like, she loved it.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I can see where you got this from.
Oh, okay.
But don't worry.
Right? Okay. Continue. I will trust you.
I am the boss of a plumbing business and deal with a lot of idiots who try to park in my area and go to different stores. There are signs up everywhere that say this area is only for customers. A woman parks her car in my area and walks across to another store. It is about half an hour away from closing. Me, excuse me, miss, but you cannot park here. This area is reserved only for the customers of the business. Women angrily. Well, I was just going to go next door, so I don't see why I have to move. Besides, I don't see anything that says that I can't. And she walks away. Me, catching up, indicating to all the signs. Miss, look, there are signs everywhere that say, if you're not a customer, you are not allowed to park here. There are plenty of parking spaces at the shop you're going to. Move your car, or I'll have to call the towing company. Women, snottily, you wouldn't do that. Otherwise, I'll sue you. Walks away. So I decide to just leave it and begin to pack up and leave. I wait for an hour and she still hasn't come out. Getting impatient, I call the police and ask them what to do. Me, hello, I'm calling because there's a woman who has parked her car in my business parking area, although there are signs clearly indicating this area is only for my customers. We closed an hour ago and she still hasn't come. What should I do? Officer, well, if she hasn't come and it is after closing, then she can just leave her car there and she can wait till tomorrow to pick it up. Also, if you give me her registration, we can give her a fine for breaking the law. Me, okay, registration number is whatever it was. Okay, thanks. I then proceed to close up the store completely, closing the gate and locking it. Also leaving a message for the lady. My letter said, hello, as you have been so rude to ignore my warnings of not moving your car, I have locked it up, and you can wait until tomorrow morning. Also, be ready to receive a fine in the mail. Regards, the owner. The next morning, the lady had climbed the fence and was trying to ram down the gate with her car. Not only did her car get damaged, she got arrested, received a fine for breaking property. Ooh, that nice. Snotty little Karen had it coming.
Absolutely. See,
it wasn't a nasty plumbing story.
Yeah, no, but rude. You have to understand.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. I'm so tired of the entitledness of some people, not everybody, but you get these people that just like that one. I love hearing about stories like that. Honestly, I absolutely love it. That's what you get. I thought
you'd enjoy that.
You were warned. You were warned. You ignored the warning. Enjoy karma.
And it sounds like she had actually just been quick, like she said, he probably would have left it alone. And not had to do that, but she wasn't. So
And she wasn't polite. He was being polite and warning her. The least she could have done was responded politely, but mm-hmm. she didn't. So they could have nailed her on a lot of things. Destruction of company property. And if she used the vehicle to try to ram the gate down, there's a whole host of other ones. I would have loved to hear what she actually got charged with. I would love.
Sounds
like
some property destruction.
That's just me being mean.
well,
definitely
we can
destruction
be mean.
With trying. Like, even if you just cut the chain on the gate, you can get destruction of personal property or private property if it's a company. But if you use your car to do it, you've got unsafe driving, using a vehicle as a weapon. There's a host of them. And some of them are felony level. You're looking at prison time. And I'm just petty enough that I would love to hear if she ended up in prison.
Well, if anybody
but that's
knows.
Just me admitting to how horrible of a person I really can be.
Okay.
So yeah.
Reel
so
it
saying,
in.
If anybody knows.
Reel it in.
Let's follow up with this one. Right?
It is funny.
That's kind of my pet peeve. Don't be mean. The world's dark enough. Don't be mean. If you're going to be mean, I want to hear about how much it costs you.
I knew you'd probably go off if you heard that. So that's why I did it.
Right? Thanks for hitting that button for me.
Sorry.
It's a simple rule. Be nice.
Yep.
Everybody's dealing with something.
Be nice.
Just be nice. It's not hard.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
No, not usually.
So I've got a long story. And it's another one where I'm left wondering what happened. So I'm going to inflict that upon you as well, because that's how mean I am.
I like
so
it when it's
again,
all tied up at the end.
So again, it's an online story. So if anybody knows anything about it, come on and let us know. So it says, I'm going to start with saying that the store that I worked at had a rough time. They went through an event that we referred to as the purge. All of the managers, except for one, were removed from the store. And the only two managers we have had that made a positive impact since that event didn't want to live in the area. And the clowns that we were sent after them just kept getting worse. The last two were the absolute worst. We'll call the first one R. R was a living safety hazard. He would constantly block fire exits, allow his managers to leave powered lifting equipment on the sales floor with the keys in it. He would block aisles and pathways constantly, and he almost hit people frequently on the lift. There were several times where people were on the verge of calling the occupational health and safety, and I'm surprised that nobody ever did. Then he somehow got promoted, and we got Jay. So let's start with Jay's first day, because there's more than just safety hazards with him. Uh-oh. His first day, he made us reset the layouts, which would have been fine if we had more than three of the items that were on the, at this point, several-month-old layout, but we didn't. So he's asking him to put this new layout in, but he has no stock to promote in the layout.
Oh, fantastic.
So So he goes, I went to the team lead about it, and she said, because Jay said so. Well, fine, right? So another associate and I were looking at it when Jay walked by, so I asked him about it. He talked himself in circles, not even really looking at us, wasted about 10 minutes of our time, just to end it with, well, ask your team lead. Well, if you recall, I had started with her, so not only did he waste my time, he didn't even answer the question. And he does that to everyone every time you ask him a question. So the next day, a few things happened. No, he doesn't know. So the next day, we had a frozen dairy truck come in, and the freezer associate and I were trying to run it, but four bakery associates and their team lead were just standing there doing nothing directly in our way. So Jay walks by, and instead of asking them to move, he starts joining them, joking with them, and then he leaves and just let them stand there, continuing to be in the way. Mm. And it turns out that he was buddies with the manager that was the reason the purge started. So it made sense because that team lead, I'm assuming the bakery team lead, was a favorite who got special treatment, and now Jay is giving him special treatment as well. Later, he then told an associate that his name badge was against policy, but it wasn't. There was nothing inappropriate about it, and I would not have thought anything about it, because others were allowed to keep their nicknames on their name badge. So he got the associate what he needed to challenge it, and went online to find some more information from this manager's previous store. Instead of apologizing to the associate, admitting that he was wrong, he chose to double down. He then tried to gaslight the associate into getting what he wanted. I ended up getting a response back about him, and the girl told me I should pay attention to how he talked to certain people and asked what nicknames were targeted and which were safe. It was then pointed out that the only name tags that were safe were these super white nicknames.
Oh, boy.
He also told an associate, He also told an associate who had basically no training in her new position, that he had been given the all clear to dispose of claims and to throw it away. He didn't explain how to do that at all, so she ended up just throwing away a whole bunch of stuff without actually scanning it out of inventory.
Oh.
So that's going to be super fun when they do their inventory. He also had both backroom associates put items in front of the electrical panels that control the bakery freezer. That is a huge, huge safety hazard. You are not allowed, you have to keep those clear. I think it's 6 feet. So I pointed out him lying about the name tag thing earlier, but he has also lied about time off requests and procedures. And the lying got so bad that I stopped believing anything he said, and I would literally counter everything with the resource line, just constantly. He also had no problem using my full name in front of customers, which is the same thing as just telling them my full name, and it's a direct violation of company policy.
Well, yeah,
another
privacy.
Ethics issue. Right? Exactly. I don't want anybody to know my full name.
No.
Anyway, another ethics issue. Instead of doing something to make sure the items were being binned and dropped properly, he decided they should manually type in the item number on like an order and then have the customer deny it when they dispense the order. It's super sketchy, and it's not the only thing. While at the store, I was asked multiple times to certify people without even seeing them drive a forklift. And when I started refusing to do that, they started making the other trainer do it. They also allowed uncertified people to drive unsupervised. And one of those times, the guy dropped an entire pallet of milk and broke a cooler door. So this brings me to the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. I changed my availability, and the merchandise manager, we'll call her S, told me that if I certify the incoming associate that's getting my old schedule, I'd be able to switch over. So I trained and certified the young man, but then S decided that I would have to wait until after my vacation. But when I came back, S decided that now I was not getting my schedule changed until the two newest people were certified on the lifts.
Oh my God.
Then decided to say that not only my schedule depended on it, but also another associate's schedule change depended on it as well. I probably would have just gritted my teeth and took the bullet until she decided to hold somebody else hostage as well. So in addition to that hostage situation, I was also scheduled outside of my availability for weeks. This store just has so many issues. With all the ethics complaints from all of our associates that were being unanswered, that I had previously asked Jay for the market manager's contact information, and he had told me that there was none and that I would get a call from HR instead. Well, I never got the call, and I ended up getting the contact information myself. And I had copies of the ethics complaints that I had filed that had been ignored with all of their case numbers, and was encouraging others to do the same. That's where he stops the story. I'm dying to know what happened.
What the heck?
That's what he said. Did you quit? Did you not quit? Did you file a complaint? Did anything happen? Like, come on. That's so mean.
Yeah, but, that is mean.
Right? It's a good story, though, because it's a lot. That's a lot.
That was a lot.
They put up with a lot at that store.
I'm like, I don't know if that particularly would be the straw to break the camel's back. I think some of the safety stuff would have been beforehand, but I don't know. That sounds like an ignorant manager. Not great.
I'm surprised. Very bad manager.
I mean, they shouldn't be chased out of their own job, but I probably would have left. I wouldn't have wanted to work with that system because it's only getting worse higher up, it sounds like. So yuck. No thanks.
Yep. And the safety, because they're like, he dropped an entire pallet of milk. Anybody could have been there. Mm-hmm. Anybody could have been hurt or killed when the entire pallet of milk came down and damaged a cooler door. Like, if you've got uncertified people, right? drown in milk in a, I'm assuming it's a big, big store.
Now, if they knock the cookies over too, we could do something with that. But it doesn't.
Then Santa would have shown up.
Ooh.
Right?
Santa
I'd be good with the big cookies and milk.
They could have brought them a real manager for Christmas. That would have been nice.
But, with that much cookies and milk, I feel like Santa owes you anything you want.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Anyway, that would be pretty amazing.
Not that dropping that much is funny. It's not, I know. But no, wow. That's just
terrible.
It's not.
It's funny because we know nobody got hurt. Otherwise, I feel like he would have said it in the story. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing that makes it something that you can joke about. I don't like it when people get hurt, especially through stupid stuff. But you see it every day. Every day. People do things without thinking and somebody else pays the price. So I hope they got out of that store. Actually, I hope that store got shut down. Because if they're doing that kind of stuff, your customers are at risk too. So I'm hoping that store either got it together or got shut down. Either way, I don't care.
Well, it'd be nice if this person did an update that we could find, or if they ever heard this, they could send it in. That would be great.
Yeah, nice to know what happened. Following that one. And I'm going to try to see if if they'll send an update for what happened. And if you do happen to hear this, because we do have some links out there on Reddit, if you do happen to find us and hear this, let us know. Send it in to us. We would love to hear the ending of your story. So send it to iwcctpodcast@gmail.com. And any stories, anybody who wants to send us a story, we love hearing from you guys. So send them in.
That's right. Yep. And maybe join our Facebook group at If Water Coolers Could Talk, or you can follow our Instagram as well, the IWCCT podcast Instagram. See, I did it. I did it. I said it.
You did it. You did it.
I tried.
So proud of you.
Surprise,
right now.
Surprise. Oh, dear.
Absolutely.
I made it through. Oh, boy. Okay.
We did it.
We did it. We got all through. Right.
So
please send your stories in.
We got
in.
Through with very little coughing.
Rate and review. And don't, I mean, you can rate how the coffee is going down. Coffee is getting worse. But no, I'm just kidding. Maybe not about the coffee.
I don't know. Review us. Give us ideas for how to get rid of the cough, because I feel like we've tried everything at this point.
That would be great. Yeah.
Right?
That would be fantastic. It's
maybe we'll do a whole episode on home remedies for coughing.
Oh, boy. I don't know how we'd work that
maybe
in,
not.
But I think that could end up being... No, because then we'd have to like do them as we're talking and it, gagging and never mind. It's going to go sideways quickly and I'm not there for that. No. So no, but if you have ideas, then just let us know. And if you have stories, even better, send those, please.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Right.
Well, I guess we see you around the water cooler next week.
Definitely. Stay hydrated, my friends. Oh.